You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM Barbershop Talks. This is Claire Cousin. I'm here with Kamal Johnson. And today we have on the show, we have a couple different topics. We're going to talk about some parenting issues. So the first question I want to know is, what do you guys define as a deadbeat?
You know, this family, and then they're not around to, you know, raise the child, then I would say you're deadbeat.
Neff?
Yeah, I agree with Kamal. You know, anybody that could, like, bring a life in this world and not want to partake in its life and everything it's trying to do and try to raise that child to be a better person, you know, to me, straight up, is just a loser.
That was Neff Dallas. Can I hear from you, Denasia?
I also agree. If you're not in a life and you helped create that person, you should be in their life. You're a deadbeat if you're not in the life.
So it's kind of a term that's used loosely around, like, the community. Some people use it out of spite. What do you, like, how do you perceive the word deadbeat community-wise, not just a definition? Like, do you think there's a lot of, as many deadbeat dads as people say there are, or is it, like, just a loosely used term? If it's loosely used, how is it loosely used, you know?
I think it could be loosely used, you know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of females like to rag on their child's father just to get at him, you know? So that, to me, it is real corny. But for the dudes that, you know, that aren't in their lives, there is a lot of deadbeats, especially in this area. Like, you know, I see a lot of children growing up without parents and without a father figure to look up to, and it's just no good, you know? It's not good for the future of this country or nothing.
Anybody could just jump in.
I feel like it's a term that's overly used, and in this newer generation, I haven't really seen a lot of deadbeats. I've seen a lot of dads that have been in the picture, and I think the generation right before that kind of showed that, you know, it's cool to be a parent, you know, and to take care of your child. Like, it's nothing that you have to be afraid and run away from. So I just think it's a term that's usually used, and sometimes it kind of gets out of hand when there's not a good relationship between both parents.
I agree. To me, I think that, like, the biggest issue is people are too young when they have kids to understand what they're actually doing to the kid. When a relationship doesn't work out, I don't think that's grounds to dub the other parent a deadbeat. Just because they don't want to be with you doesn't mean that it's time to walk out your child's life. I don't know.
How you doing? My name is Stefan Rags. Basically, I feel like it's a loosely term. Like, a lot of people use it as a tread, basically, because I know some fathers that are the greatest fathers in the world that work with their kids, go to school, take them, do everything with them, and then, you know, sometimes I feel females use it just out of anger sometimes. So, you know, my definition of a deadbeat is a person that's not there mentally, physically, financially, or have a stable relationship with their child. So that's my definition of a deadbeat.
And a lot of times with the term deadbeat, the child support gets tied into it. Where do you guys think child support comes into play? Like, do you think that the relationship ending is usually terms for the mom filing child support, or when is it acceptable to file for child support after a parentship or a partnership is finished?
I think it depends on the situation. I mean, if it's really necessary for the child to be able to succeed and get what's needed of it, then I would say do child support. But if it's just a means of, like, you're just not working because you don't want to and you're just, you know, collecting money, or if it's just a revenge tactic, then I don't agree.
Anybody else?
Yeah, I feel kind of the same way about child support. You know, like, the child has to have a roof over their head and food on their table, and a lot of times a mother can't do that by themselves, you know, and they're going to need that help. And, you know, for the females that are just out there just trying to get the baby daddy's money and leave him broken, da 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 da, you know, that's not good on his behalf, because what about when he takes his child? Now he has no money because all of it went to you, and now the child's sitting on the couch all weekend, you know. It doesn't work that way, you know. It's got to be stable, and the parents got to have some type of good relationship to make it work.
I agree in some sense. In another sense, it's like there's some moms that do it because they really need help, but then the dads have their situations with like the bad view of it. So the guys have it set in their mind that every time child support is put in the picture, it's because they're trying to be spiteful. So like,
negative.
Do you feel like it plays a part in the kid? Like, is it damaging to the kid when the parents put on child support?
Me personally, I think it's kind of damaging. Depends on the situation, like Kamal said, about the relationship of the mother and the father working things out together. I mean, a lot of women do it out of spite because they know their father, the baby father, has money, or the baby father can be a negative aspect towards the child at times. But honestly, I just feel that two parents should come together and support the child they made.
Let me ask Dinesia, because she's parenting with her partner. They've been together for a while. If you and him somehow something happened, you guys ended your relationship, do you think child support would come in the picture at all, or is that something you wouldn't consider?
Probably not consider it, because I see what he does right now as a father, and he helps a lot. And I feel like if we break up and he's still doing that, then I wouldn't do it. But if he's seeing her and talking to her every day, I wouldn't put him on child support.
The other question I had is, do you feel like moms get leeway when it comes to the term deadbeat?
It depends on the person. I'm a single parent.
Political.
Yes, that too. And I'm a single parent also, and I have a great relationship with my daughter's mom, and like, we've never had to have any child support or any of that, but I'm in the picture 24/7. Like, I never wanted to be one of those dads that just stop by and it's event, you know, when daddy's there, or you know, it's just like it's a graduation or a birthday, send some money and that covers the charge. Like, I want to be there every step of the way. Like, I tell people all the time, I'm like a TV dad. Like, I'm up late at night cutting sandwiches and triangles and, you know, getting all the lunches ready and clothes ironed and everything. Like, I want to be in the picture just as much as, you know, the other parent.
How do you guys feel about deadbeat moms?
I feel like it goes both ways, you know, especially nowadays. There's a lot of women out there who choose a different type of lifestyle than being a real mother and trying to be there for the child. So it definitely goes both ways. I just think, you know, people need to just wise up and just smarten up. If you're going to have these kids, man, you need to be in their lives. Or not only are their futures just going to be ruined, but they're going to come back and bite you, and it's not going to be a good look.
Well, I think personally that, you know, our kids is a reflection of us. Our kids live through us. So at the end of the day, you know, if you're going to turn out to be a deadbeat mom or father, just remember that you're installing that into your child. You know, me personally, I'm there day in and day out with my child. You know, even though my child lives somewhere else, I make sure that I get there, make sure I play a role, because, you know, I come from a single mother household doing everything on her own and seeing struggles that she went through. So why would I put that back on my child? That's how I look at it. So,
Dinesia, how you feel about the term deadbeat moms?
Yeah, I feel the same way with Kamal and Stephon. Well, I never really saw a deadbeat mother like that. I only really saw deadbeat fathers. But a deadbeat mother, if you're a deadbeat mother, then that's sad, really sad.
Do you think you've only seen deadbeat dads because you're used to the term deadbeat dad? Because I'm sure you can past some moms on the street, like, not want to call them a deadbeat mom, but they're an extreme
deadbeat mom. Okay, well, the term deadbeat mom is, well, I know one. She parties 24/7, but
that's a deadbeat mom.
I know, but still. I don't really know. Like,
the other thing that I was wondering about, the song "Parents in Jail." So I have a stat for you: more than 2.7 million kids in the U.S. have an incarcerated parent. 1 in 9 are Black. 1 in 28 are Hispanic, and 1 in 57 are White. How do you, as a parent, think you might handle being in jail? God forbid it.
Me personally, I can relate to that, you know. Not to get into my business too much, you know, my father served 22 years in prison. So I can really relate to that. Honestly, you know, we make mistakes that we sometimes got to live by. You know, at the end of the day, it's how you learn about the mistake you made and how your kids are affected by that.
So having a parent in jail, what was hard about it for you, or was it hard at all to you?
It was hard to me personally because, you know, like they say, some children, you know, can possibly grow up to be a man because their mom supported them good enough, you know, but sometimes you need that father figure in your life. You know, that's where, you know, my outlet was the community center, honestly. You know, hanging around Kamal and other type of people, going, seeing these guys every day, you know, playing sports, just to get my mind off of things. But at the end of the day, I still looked for a father figure.
So, to that, when you speak of, like, the youth center, the community center, that's some place that you used as an outlet. How do you feel that they have a lack of those supports? Like, there's not many of those. What should they do different?
It's sad, personally, where, you know, people invest their money into different things, political things. But honestly, you know, that's what you keep the kids into and entertain them to get their mind off of things that's happening at home and lack of support from the community. Things like this happens.
Thank you. To the parents in jail, how... There's some parents that it's like they're absent until they go to jail. How does that make you, like, do you agree that that's the right way? Is that damaging to the kid? How would you handle it if you were in the situation where you got taken away from your family? Would you want your kids to be there while you're in jail? You want them to come see you, or do you want to, like, wait till you get out? What's your opinion on that?
I would have to say it would be very hard for me not to see him, but I would definitely want to see my daughter, just because if I'm spending all that time away, you know. And at the end of the day, this is a lesson for both of us. You know, if you do the wrong things, you can see, you know, firsthand what happens, because you would see, you know, where I'm at. Because a lot of the lessons that I learned came from, you know, my brothers being in jail and things like that and watching them. And it just made me realize, you know, that time doesn't wait for anyone. And I see, like, how much I've changed since, you know, they've been in and out of jail. And, like, my oldest brother did 9 years, and when he came home, I wasn't the same person that he once knew. So to him, you know, he was still looking at me as a little kid, whereas, you know, I was grown. And I would never want to miss that much time, you know, of my kid's life.
We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
The Staley B. Keefe Social Justice Center will be hosting their first...
Continue to pay your Medicare Part B premium.
Everything you do on the Newsprint Network is important. The following reenactment honors a reality show streamed by Ashley on her new Samsung Galaxy Tab 3.
I'm not here to make friends. I'm here to find true love. And if you, experts in deleting, get in my way...
Just having a small technical problem. Be right back with you.
Keep going. All right, the next topic that I wanted to talk about is how many people heard about Trayon Christian, the boy in New York City who was in Barney's. He bought the belt buckle. Yeah, and it was so expensive that they followed him out of the store. They accused him of stealing it because the purchase was so high, and when he showed proof of his debit card and, like, the receipt and stuff, they still didn't believe him. Mm-hmm. How does that, like, how does that make you feel?
I mean, I think, honestly, like, it's literally, you know, racial profiling at its finest. It's sad that this kind of stuff happens. I know a lot of people were mad, and there was this big Twitter movement where they were trying to get Jay-Z to drop, you know, his line from the store and everything. But it's sad that things like this still happen.
It reminded me of the when we had our Trayvon Martin show, and it was such a, like, everybody was so weary about saying that, like, racial profiling was still a huge thing in America, and that they weren't sure if the Trayvon Martin case had anything to do with race and stuff. And then something as small as, like, stealing becomes so big just because this boy bought a belt buckle. It's just, like, another smack in the face that...
with his hard-earned money.
Right.
And I mean, shout-outs to him that they actually did that to him, because I wish they would have did that to me. But now he's going to have a great lawsuit.
Right.
So, you know, Barneys, if you ever want to racially profile me, you know, let me know. Because he can buy as many belts as he wants soon.
So, like, thinking of our youth in our community, and I know that SBK is doing a lot of things to try to empower our youth to be... to make it to the level where they can do things like that, spend their money how they want, and make the money to spend it how they want. What kind of message does that send to our youth and our community?
I mean, it's just things that happen with the cycle of way the world works. You know, it's not anything we can say to prepare them, but it's just how you handle yourself after. You know, if he would have flipped out and, you know, tore up the store and painted himself as, you know, a negative person, then it would have been a whole different story. You know, they would have had an argument. And right now, since he conducted himself, you know, as the hardworking young man that he is, then, you know, he has a case right now, and there's really no argument against him.
We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
This time is going to work.
See us come together, hand in hand, we can do whatever. We've been held down for too long. Now it's time to put up front face. It's our time, it's our time, it's our time. Yeah, it's our time, it's our time, it's our time. One time for the brother that hustles too hard. Two times for the mothers that work in three jobs. Three times for the one that paid their own way. Round of applause, now everyone say. One time for the brother that hustles too hard. Two times for the mothers that work in three jobs. Three times for the one that paid their own way. Round of applause, now everyone say.
SBK, oh. SBK, oh.
They don't want to see us come together. Hand in hand, we can do whatever. We've been held down for too long. Nobody say we'll be here standing tall. No matter how hard it gets, won't let my brother fall. I know that things get rough, and there's days that you wanna give up. But before you lose your way, just call on SBK. They don't wanna see us come together. Hand in hand, we can do whatever. We've been held down for too long. Now it's time to put our brown face on. It's our time, it's our time.
All right, we're back. I want to apologize for the technical difficulties we're having, but we're going to work through it. You know, we promised you guys a good show, so we're going to make sure that you get that. You know, sometimes things happen. We live.
in the building. Yes, sir. Turn up. It's all right. Y'all can make some noise. Turn up.
What's up? What's up? What's up? All right, we here with the Scrappers football team.
We're the Scrapers, man.
Scrapers. Excuse me.
No, we're going to remix that, dog. They the Scrappers today.
I was wondering because I saw the Facebook post and I didn't really know how to pronounce it. So I just say it both ways. Scrapers. Excuse me. Scrapers. That's what it is?
Yeah, Scrapers.
You ain't got to act like that. I ain't the Bouncers or whoever you're playing against soon.
Who we got here today? Tyler. My boy, I don't even know your name, man.
My name is Stefan, guys.
Roach. Call him Roach.
Stefan.
What's your Facebook name, dog?
My name is Tyshawn Jones.
Yeah. if you see him on Facebook, he's Tyshawn Jones. I have no clue who that is.
Attacking everyone.
The guy's name is Stefan Rags.
That's the AKA, guys, you know, but definitely Stefan Rags.
But it's good to have you guys here. Listen, I want to talk about one thing. You guys were in the paper earlier. This week, I think, right? Earlier, right?
Yes.
That was huge. You know, what brought that article about?
Well, when I started the team originally, you know, I wanted to, like I said in the paper, branch out to different communities. But, getting the community behind us is a big thing. And getting to the paper, you know, it'll reach out to people who is not necessarily on Facebook because that's where I am and that's where we're promoting from. So calling a registered star was big in the fact of, you know, getting the people who read the newspaper and the locals and trying to get them behind us.
Just being 100 with you, Ty, was you wary about reaching out to the registered star? I mean, there was a point in time where the registered star would only report all the bad stuff. I mean, did you, like, take into consideration, like, is this the best thing for me to do? Or did you feel okay, like, they'll do the right thing?
I mean, at that point, I really was like, you know, I didn't have anything to lose, you know, not doing it, you know, I would think of what could happen, you know, and doing it, it's positive right now. So, you know, respect to Registered Star for putting the story.
It was a good article.
It was a great article. So tell us a little bit about your team.
Well,
today.
Well, personally, I feel the team is great. You know, we got a lot of youth on our hands. And how one team just came together so quickly and worked, and we're working hard to get ourselves into playoffs and a championship. So, you know, different talents. You got big brothers, little brothers, you know, people out there being good role models to each other.
If I may, Slay, I got a question. I got a question because you guys are 7-1, right?
Yeah, correct.
All right, so you know me, man. I always go against the grain, so tell me about the one. That's what I want to know. What happened? Yeah,
the one was I don't want to say what, you know, everybody else says. Everybody else does say you look past the competition, and, you know, we in that aspect we did. But at that point, we were fighting with each other, you know, and coach wasn't there, and a lot of egos got into it at that point, and that loss really bring us together. You know, everybody, we talked about it. We had a good practice, and now we're 1 now.
Since the 7-1, well, since the loss, you guys won the last 2 games, right? Pretty convincing. My thing to you, because I know there's different age groups there on that team, what is the biggest obstacle that you guys deal with? Because you look at it and you say, here we have a bunch of personalities. Mm-hmm. And truthfully, I'm going to be honest with y'all because that's how I give it up. You know, it's flag football.
Yeah.
Dog. And most of y'all played regular football. Mm-hmm. So you probably was, I'm giving y'all the benefit of the doubt, the star of the high school team or maybe the star of the Pop Warner team. Mm-hmm. So now you get all these personalities together. What's the biggest obstacle for you guys to be successful?
I think the biggest obstacle right now is it was just getting us all together. But me personally in high school, you know, I wasn't the best player. And, I didn't get that much playing time, you know, and there was a lot of players who liked each other and they would throw it to each other. But me, you know, me starting a team is just showing that there's people out here who get overlooked every day. And if you can put them together and they all have the heart, you're going to get positive things. And that's what's going on now.
Yeah. And I want to say I'm proud of you guys because I was there from the beginning watching you guys practice and You guys made me realize how fast after high school you can get out of shape when I first saw you. Because I've never seen so many skinny fat guys in my life.
Yeah, for real.
And now, you know, to be 7-1, you know, you guys looking good, and I see everybody on the same page finally, you know. Yeah. I have to take my hat off to you guys. I mean, so... what are your plans for the future as far as the team? You got a game coming up, and, you know, there's playoffs on the horizons. Like, what do you need to tell the people?
Well, I want to let everyone know that this Sunday we're actually playing a team called Carnage. They're 8-0. We're 7-1. And if we win this game, we win the Albany division, and we'll be the number one seed going into the playoffs. So if anyone could get out there, it's in Albany. Lincoln Park at 9 a.m. And we'll appreciate whoever can come. Or, you know, thanks.
We love the support, basically, you know.
We ain't going to let y'all go just yet, man. We got a little time here.
Okay.
Again, we are very sorry about the technical difficulty, but like I told Slay, man, Charlie Murphy's Law, man. Things happen. Yeah, Charlie Murphy, you know. Rick James. Yeah,
it's what happened when Heat fan come in the room.
And we're here. Yeah.
Listen, me and Slay actually was at one of you guys' scrimmages, and you guys did awesome. And I was thinking, man, are you guys willing to play another team? Because I got a team from Pittsfield on deck that's ready to come to Hud City and turn it up.
The challenge has been laid
definitely
down.
Definitely. And, I mean, it'll be a great chance for everybody in the area to be able to see you guys play. But here's the thing. Mm-hmm. I can't bring this team from Pittsfield and y'all lose, man. Y'all got to rep Hud City.
No, definitely, definitely. We'll take any challenge, you know. We're definitely going to take any challenge that anyone can offer us, you know. We're definitely a team that's going to work hard, prove ourselves day in and day out. And you got to remember, we just came into this league, you know, first year in this league. And
As a team, making
things happen.
I mean, y'all had another team, right? Tyler, you was part of that.
I'm going to just cut in and say, Vern, you could try and get a team and put them together, man, but...
Nah, I got a mob. I got a mob on deck right now. I could call them. Matter of fact, I could call... They listening in Pittsfield, Mass right now, guys. My boys. They ready. They ready to turn up.
See, I got my cleats in my book bag, man.
Yeah,
I'm ready
like
to go.
You hear that, Pittsfield?
Right, let's hope I can sit down. I got a board meeting with SBK a little later this afternoon. Hopefully we can sit down and try to put something together. It'll be a great thing for, like, the tournament that we did, Slay, with the basketball tournament, to see our guys go out there and perform. But, like I said, this team from Pittsfield, they for real. And they OGs, too. They OGs. And they don't argue with each other. I mean, I ain't saying y'all do, but y'all did.
You got to argue to get better, man.
You right.
Yes, that's a learning stage, baby, a learning stage.
I mean, if you went through the whole season and didn't argue, I mean, I don't know. That's...
But I want to turn
this. You saw Des Bryant.
Yeah.
I want to turn
passion.
It just a little bit, because both of you guys are fathers. And, I mean, with flag football, it's some extra stuff because you both work and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. How do you maintain both? Like, make the practices and still be a good father and a good mate, you know? Because this really, I mean, you guys aren't getting paid. Yeah. How do you do both to be able to still have your passion for football but still be a good family man?
I got two words, man. It's per diem, you know? Just... I'm just playing. But nah, like, at first it was tough, but the way, you know, my schedule is arranged, luckily that I had Wednesdays off and Sundays off, and that was when the practices were scheduled. But and we kind of, you know, we know people work, so we kind of usually arrange our schedules to work around it. But football is second, you know, my daughter comes first, you know, and if there was anything that had to, you know, come in the way of that, you know, it isn't worth it. I'll be there for my daughter anytime she needs me and anytime I want it.
Me, personally, it was hard at first because I couldn't get the days off. But, you know, somehow I started trying to get Wednesdays off, going to practice. And one thing I love is at our games, you know, everyone bringing our children there to get to see us out there playing, having fun with each other, and all the kids getting along. You know, that's our main thing is, you know, coming out there, support us, and have fun while doing it, you know. But it's, you know, it was kind of hard for me because my mate, she didn't believe in us. She didn't believe in it. And I'm being honest, she, you know, as a man, you got to make money. You know, you got to make money first.
I just want to give a just like a shout out, you know.
Well, hold up, we like the Steve Harvey show. We don't
nah,
but
nah, it's not a shout out, but it go with it. You know, if it wasn't for Neff, Dallas, you know, a year or two ago, you know, we didn't know about the league, you know. So I was on Facebook and I'd see some of his pictures and stuff like that. So originally, you know, it was Neff Dallas is who I came up under, and we just branched off and we started something
that's,
here.
That's good love right there. I'm Slay. You want to go into some shenanigans or?
I mean, yeah. This is yeah. only right.
Yeah.
That I issue this question.
Hold on, Slay. Let me get Neff down here. Come in here, Neff. Sit down. Come on. We're gonna have some fun. Hud City.
You know, we're gonna go into a little shenanigans. Real fast. I want to say, like, shenanigans came from, you know, a list that I did on Facebook in 2009. And from there, you know, everybody was just like, you know, you guys should do this every week. So we had a crew of people just going in on topics, you know. Nothing personal to anybody. You don't mention anybody's name, but you just have fun with it. So today, I got to say, we got to talk about, you know, if... And we could go with since we were talking with the team, we could go with the team theme. But is there anybody that on the team, without mentioning names, that does something that breaks man law?
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about it without putting anybody on blast.
When, you know, when people have, you know, shirtless pictures, shirtless pictures on the cover of their own phone.
And I just want to say I was sitting next to Stefan Rad, and his phone was pointing towards me, and I have no clue why he has his shirt off on his own phone. I have no clue.
Oh, man.
You want to tell us about that?
It's just a picture, you know?
No,
picture. I can't see it. It's a picture on my phone. Screensaver, basically.
And don't worry. Nope. Everyone that comes on here today, I'll be getting them. I know this is what a lot of people are looking forward to. Well, you know, I'm going to have a lot of fun with the artists. What? You know, Cheese is in the building.
Yeah.
Stay tuned.
I know something, though, you know, when you're at practice and the guy has a line, you know, tattooed on his chest, you know, running through the whole field with his shirt off, you know. So, you know, that's against man
What's
code.
What's that on his chest?
A lion. A lion with pearls.
My question is, why is that person looking at that dude with the lion? Why is he looking at his tattoo on his chest? It's a little weird to me.
We're playing football, you know, and the guy
How about, speaking of that, like, on things since, you know, shenanigans came from, you know, Facebook, what are some of the things you see that, you know, violate man code on Facebook and stuff like that?
What is this new trend I see people putting up crazy messages? Like, yesterday I seen a guy put, I'm gay or something on there. Like,
oh, I know what you're talking about.
We don't touch stuff like that on this radio show. HNIC, I decided that we ain't going to talk about stuff like that on this here show. That is something else.
Yeah. Oh, I know what you're talking about. It'll say, like, I have, like, a secret and stuff like that. Facebook games, like, certain games, if you're a guy, you should stay away from.
Okay.
Uh-huh. You just should. No matter what type of guy you are, that's just, you know, you just should.
We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to rally, because I can't believe Roach just said that right there. We about to beat him up in here.
Live TV,
you know what I'm saying?
Folks,
yeah, Barbershop Talks, we'll be right back.
I'm
All right, we're back. We're back. Next segment, we have, you know, two local rappers. You know, they both need no introduction. I might have to go into my alter ego to introduce them. I might have to bring Mr. Spring Collection out here to introduce them. You know what I mean? We might have to do this, you know. But we're here with Canary Cheese, Neff Dallas.
You're already. It's nothing.
What's good, fellas? So, you know, let's start this out. Just tell us, you know, what you guys have been up to. Cheese, you could go first. You were, you know, actually the first artist, you know, to be on the show.
Oh, man. First off, let me shout out SBK, man. What's going on? Quentin, what's going on, man? Shout out to everybody with the SBK movement. I don't know. Pretty much, I'm home, man. I'm home. They got me back home. I'm feeling good. Uncle Buddy got me in the building. Mm-hmm. We got Slay Chocolate Drop in the building. So we here, man. What's up?
You know what I mean? I want to say quickly, before we came back from break, you know, we actually have our engineer in here. He kind of looks like Bill Gates a little bit, but he was just like, are you the Canary Cheese?
Yes.
Nice little big up. Neff, what you been up to?
You know, I just been doing my thing, you know. I've been kind of laying low on the music tip. I was thinking about giving it up. I know it's sad to admit, but, you know, I kind of felt like something was missing. I was just chilling in the crib, working, and it was like, that was my life, was like doing shows in the studio and all that, so I had to get back with it. So, you know, I got a few things coming up, and big up to Vern Cross and you, Kamal, for, you know, inviting me on here, man. I appreciate all that.
Yo, thanks for coming, man. Listen, I want to give a shout-out. I said no shout-outs, but I lied. I want to give a shout-out to Rainier, you know, Grand Finale. He was supposed to be here today. Some emergency came up, you know. Nothing but love for him. He's a good dude. Every time I call on him, he always come through. So, Rainier, we miss you, man, but we're going to carry on. My first question is, the Rooftop Cypher was huge for Hudson. It was a great outlet. And I'm asking this question only, and I don't want any negativity brought to it. But, Neff, that was the first time I really was able to see you in a different light.
Yeah.
When I watched that Rooftop Cypher and I saw you spit, I actually remember some of your lines, but I'm not gonna recite them right now.
Yeah, they're not too radio friendly.
Yeah. But I want to know, what did that do for you, you know, as an artist, and what did it do for you as your career? You know, did it help you? I mean, how well did it help you?
Oh yeah, it helped me a lot. You know, I ain't gonna lie. I mean, after it hit Worldstar, I went on Twitter and I had like 200 extra followers in one night, so you know that helped out. Just the publicity, you know, promoting. Big ups to Young P, Paris. That was Black Skulls. Good looks for all that, you know. And the show we did at Hangar 18, that was big. It really helped me out large, man. Like, and I just been on a roll tie, like you say, since then,
roll
man.
Tie,
you know?
Roll tie, roll tie. My bad. Yo, listen, and Cheese, we family, so I gotta ask you this. And like I said, I don't want anything negative to come from this because it was a great movement. But as an artist, I want to know, how'd you feel not being on that project? You know, not being a part of it.
I miss the cypher, but I'm still running my city comfortably. Right. I ain't never looked back. Honestly, Slay, Canary Season 1, Canary Season 2 just dropped. So shout out to Paris. I seen the Rooftop Cypher. I was in a barbershop. This is when I was at M&J's. I was in a barbershop.
Yes, sir.
And I heard about it. I didn't even hear it. I'm lying. Someone came and got their hair cut for it. And it was a Tuesday night. And I heard about the cypher. I heard they shot the cypher that night. And shit, I just called up the engineer. I called up Fritz. Excuse my language. So I apologize. I called up Fritz, and I made the victory intro that night. That's the intro to my first mixtape, and I never looked back after that. And now I'm sitting right here. So that the Rooftop Cypher, it pretty much sparked my fire.
So if they did it again, would you be a part of it?
Without a doubt. Without a doubt. Actually, I was trying to put one together for my mixtape. I got a couple local artists. They know who they are. Shout out to everybody that wants to be a part. I'm here. I'm actually trying to do that right now while I'm promoting this project. So if I could get the local artists together, I'm going to do another cypher.
I think probably why you weren't on it is because they knew you was going to wear that shirt you got on today.
Slay, this is Hudson. Slay, this is Hudson, baby.
My boy Canary I'm from Cheese Hudson right now. He's repping Hudson. He got the old Richter samurai shirt on where the sword come across the whole shirt. And his sleeves is leather and
we gotta get a picture.
And they zip down. His sleeves zip down, becomes a wife beater. Like.
Hey, shout out to Sammy's Fashion for this one, man.
So, Cheese, like, me and you always go back and forth. You know, I always push you because you family, yo. And the Prince of the City, me and you had many conversations about that.
Yes, yes. And this is a question I've been cooking up. This is a question I've been cooking up, man.
I keep it 100. Yo, the Prince of the City, you know, self-nominated? Or how'd you get that name, you know? And like I said, this show is not about negativity. Yeah. Sometimes I push people just to ask. I ask questions that people want to know. Prince of the City. Now you are. In my eyes, you are.
I pretty much, to answer the question bigger, like, it was self-proclaimed. Why? I pretty much feel like when it came to the music thing, I kind of had that title before I dropped the mixtape. So it was like, okay. And then once I dropped the mixtape with the certain songs that I was screaming, the Prince of the City, it just pretty much, the fans took to it and ran with it.
Neff, if he's the Prince of the City, what are you?
Look, man, I don't give myself no titles. That's on the fans to do, you know? I big up Cheese all day. He already know we grew up together, and we be killing the tracks, but that's on the fans. But, you know, I still claim the king, but, you know, it's all good. It's Hus City all day, 518 upstate. We live.
I'm just going to say, Mr. Spring Collection is the king of the city. Yeah. You know what I mean? I don't know if y'all seen my MTV Cribs episode, you know, the Oreos was on deck, everything was on. They don't got gold Oreos. Cheese don't got gold. Neff don't got gold Oreos.
Was they double stuffed?
They don't even know. Of course. All right, then. All right, triple stuffed.
All right, you the king. You the king.
Again, I want to go back and I want to say this, especially to you, Neff. And Cheese, you're building into this type of artist. Neff, I noticed this from you from the top. And the only other person that I've really seen this type of thing from is my boy Lego. Legend, big up to Legend.
Shout out,
you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Legend.
It's different.
Yeah, he called, he hit me and said, "Yo, listen, man, can I get on the phone line or something like that?" I couldn't make that happen, Legend, but I'm working on it. But Neff, you have this "I can't be beat" attitude. As a competitor, I love that. Yeah. Like, cause right now, I mean, cheese your people, but right now, as I said to the football team, y'all got 5 rappers from Pittsville, which I do, that's on deck that could come down here and eat.
I'm before. I'm taking heads out. It's no question about it. Like, I'm fully confident in my art and my technique. And if anybody want to take the challenge, you know, I've been on Facebook. I've been everywhere looking for it, you know. And now I finally got this opportunity. Troy, shout out 5-footer for that. Shout out HOC for that, you know. And I'm ready to go. So it don't matter who it is. We could be peoples. Me and Cheese were supposed to battle, and that never broke through. But it don't matter who it is, man. Bars is bars, and I'm ready to eat.
Yeah, yeah. I like to hear the aggression, you know. Mr. Spring Collect, nobody don't want, you know, no battles with me. I'm just saying, you know. I'm addressing all comers, you know. My album is coming out August 31st, 2036. Be on the lookout for that.
Shout out to Big Bro Legend too. What up, homie?
Yo, listen, the first show we ever did, Canary Cheese was on the show. I did the interview. And then I went back, and this is funny for me to say this because I went back to my protege, and he kind of teaching me as we go along. And I said, "Slay, how you like the show?" He said, "V, why didn't you make him spit?" And I said, "You know what? I should have." So from then on, we just made everybody spit. That wasn't my idea. That was Slay. He said, "V, they got to spit." I called y'all up. I let y'all know y'all was coming on the show. You know what I'm saying? So, and then I was gonna give y'all beats, but I figured, why don't y'all go a cappella?
Why not?
You know, so right now we got like 10 minutes left. I wanna let y'all spit, and then we gotta do some shout outs to people and thank everybody for being involved in the show. Get my little man up in here, Dontell in here, Roll Tide, you know. But decide which one of y'all wanna go first, cause we ain't going to no more breaks because we can't work the board. We rookies in here, go, but we lying.
First time live.
We already know Hunt City.
Look it. Welcome to my home invasion. We embracing the future. We replacing the past by getting paid with the boosters. Ain't no sleep where we eat. I'm awake with the roosters. My record remain flawless. I don't play with the losers. I'm about mine. See these bodies getting outlined. And I don't mean murder. I kill it when I shout rhymes. I'm Montana when it's drought time. I'm an 18-year-old Michael Jordan in a scout's eyes. I know some bangers down on Southside. They ain't really good at math, but I bet they body count high. I'm clocked in like it's payday, kid. Dynamite. Spliff bigger than JJ lips. Can't stay at a chick house like I hate they crib. I thought I had it first to find out Ray J did. So I ain't beefing with Kanye or Fabulous. I'm just trying to get my money up and my rap name established. I see food when I see you. I'll grab a dish. I'll ball and outshine y'all like Michael Jackson fist.
Barbershop talk,
what's
baby.
What's up, man? We in the building. It's your boy Canary CH. We just going to
let's go.
Yo, Slay, what I said? Let me talk to him. What I said? Listen, we're going to get straight to work. I said, the hood just a bunch of politics. Old people out. Hold on. Let's go, Slay.
Let's go. Come on.
The hood just a bunch of politics. Oh, screaming out that they the best out, but really, where is your followers? Way before my stitches, the women and kids acknowledge them. That's why I'm on the level that none of these rappers higher than. Click, clack, fired in. Homie the beat. My right hand, he told Iron, he'll de-wrinkle your teeth. My old chick, a dope buyer, she was with them keys. Now every time I float by her, she remember the D. I said, C-A-N-A-R-Y. Mira que tu casa. Que tu quieres tu jere. She said she blood out Lala. So me go get me cara. No hable tu hermana. Okay, now you speak in Spanish. Keep calm, I cut her father. Hustle is the way in. If you hating. I get rap bands off these movies. Stay in. If you, my life is amazing, limping in this penthouse, but we started from the day's end. Yo, Slay.
Let's go. I'm with you.
The cameras out?
I'm with you. I'm with you, baby. Let's go. Let's go.
You got more now?
Started with a story and a bit of hope. 40-40 did it twice, try and get the whole. It's like any other night, do a different show. Told her if she do it right, then she can get the low. But F it though, ain't got time for bluffing, no. Princess got his coffee, Skip Hudson, he went to Buffalo. D-Lo playing ball in them Jordans that you was cuffing for. And me and Mikey problems would never be a discussion, though. It's money to be picked up. Money to be picked up. God keep it strictly business, certain money mess the click up. You young boys watching my style, tell them keep watching me. Now ask what hand you roll up with, like state property. If this was Belly, I'd be playing Sin. Cause once you win and skip the cheddar, God play to win. You seen Bishop clip his partner try and play it off when Nolan. Hold up, Slay. Let me slow down, man. Hold up, Slay.
All I'm hearing is these snapbacks and tattoos. Young brothers moving these crack packs cause cash rules. How about we try to bring class back and act cool? Do your homework and bring that back to your classroom. How about my business? Understand, fella? I'm PS4. Before it hits stores, you're just a handhelder. It's big pimping like Jigga in her head. And we got the mattress hopping like Tigger in her bed. You smell it on my clothes and liquor on my breath. I stick up my middle finger, let it linger for a bit. Yo, Vern told me kill him, Neff. The Thriller in Manila, I'm ill to death. I feel like I'm still the best. Who can compete with me? Tell the truth, rappers don't want to battle, man. They rather share a beat with me.
I wish we had the video right now. Because if you could see the engineer in here, you got to see him. Yes, let's get it.
Done saying I'm the prince now. It's kind of played out. Nick's talking that coulda, woulda, what you shoulda did outside of Ray House. I just tell him, hold tight, I heard son, gonna put the tape out. Hold up, ain't that there the phony punch son in his face about? I'm just speaking real. Be the close, that is still quick. Rapping about harassment charges. Listen, we deal bricks. And I got this new thing. I call it A1. Check a credit score. Say A1. So when it come to cheese, she say A1 and get to it. I get and reminisce about this old thing I used to kick it with. Telling things about an old man. She feed me anything just to get the. And I get her twin sis on her gym shit. Instagram, she been a friend. So when it come to cheese, we skip benefits and just do it.
Let's go.
Graham
let's
Duke
go. Let's
screen.
Go. Let's
hold up. Let's go, man.
We're in the
let's
building.
Keep going, bro. What's up? Back and forth. Let's keep going. What's up?
Yo, listen, we're going to go to shenanigans, man. Let's do some shenanigans. Yo, you guys are outstanding, man. And listen, what y'all got coming up real quick? Where can people see you? What's going on? I mean, Neff, I know you got something coming up. Cheese, I know you got something coming up.
Yeah, I got the show coming up in Troy. Like I said, shout out to Five Footer and HOC. It's a little bad thing they're putting together. You know, we go up there, two rounds, a minute a round, knock out each other, whoever ends up. The last two rappers, you know, they get to battle on the stage with Smack and HOC. So that's a big deal. And that's something, like y'all said, you already know I've been wanting to do. So shout out to Five Footer for that. And I get to perform two songs. And so I'm on my both. I'm on my Killing Them and I'm on my Swag thing. So you already know it's nothing.
Niner Nation.
Definitely, man. It's your boy Canary Cheese, man. Canary Season 2 out now. You can go download it, thatpiff.com. You can find me YouTube, SoundCloud, Facebook, Twitter, anything, man. Once again, I want to shout out SBK for the call. We here. Dontel, come on, Dontel. You in the back. Don't act crazy. Yeah. Let's go, man. We got a missing scraper in the building. Scrapper, I don't know. He's a loose scrapper.
Scraping scrappers.
Sit down, man.
Bring him in.
Yo, Vern, let me interview Dontel. Dontel, what's going on?
Before you do that, listen. I just want to take this 1 second to shout out our supporters, man, because we have a lot of supporters that represent Barbershop Talks. I mean, way from Pittsfield, Mass., Albany, Glens Falls. But, I mean, we got people out in Detroit, Chirac, Birmingham, Alabama, Foley, Alabama. Yo, listen, man, it's nothing but love. But big ups. Listen, for all our brothers and sisters that's trapped in the belly of the beast, if we can do anything to help y'all make y'all time, holla at us, man. Get at the radio station. I think it's WGSC.org or hit us up in SBK. We just here. It's a movement. Mm-hmm. We doing this. You know what I mean?
Nope. Yo, Tyler, my boss just texted me. He said the Mama's Boys is going to meet you in the playoffs, bro.
And remember, we also promised Neighborhood SBK has a program, a fatherhood initiative coming up. So make sure you guys support that. Make sure we come out. We like to have good things flowing through our city.
Introduce yourself right quick, man. Let them know who you are.
I'm Dontel Reed.
Yes, Roll Tide.
I just want to say quickly, I'm not going to not get Dontel because he's the youngest. You know, of course I'm going to get him. Of course I'm going to talk about how he just got his mustache this morning. He just got it, so he's fresh. He's here with the seatbelt book bag on. Dontel, what's going on, man?
What's up, Ken? You always trying to get at me, man. My whole life.
Dontel, are you the youngest member of the Scrapers?
Yeah, I am.
And how does it feel being the youngest member?
You probably think you know the most, too, don't you?
Oh, yeah, I do know the most. I feel like they don't think I can hang with them, but I know I can. That's all I got to say about
it. Are you the future of the team? So yeah, when you know, yeah, you know they're going to need somebody to carry the torch.
Yeah, it's me. It's me.
And that's where you're going to be. So
what position you play?
I play corner, safety, and wide receiver. Oh, all right.
Three positions at one time?
Well, nah, that's what I go in as. That's what I go in as.
Yo, we got to get out of here, man. We had a good time. Slate, will you do me a favor and please, and everybody, I want everybody to give a round of applause. Slate, take it from here to these young ladies.
Tiffany, Gariga, Alexis, Keith, you know, they got elected last night. We're proud of you guys, you know, rep the city well. Thank you.
Yeah, thank everybody for listening to our show this week. They got a fire.
That's Hudson for you.
Yeah. Yo, we had some problems, but we're going to get it together.
Like first live show. Yeah, first man. Live show.
We out, you heard? Right now, be good, baby. We see you.
Follow me at Mr. Sprint Collect.
Yeah, give me some music, engineer. Go ahead. We going out with music.
See us come together, hand in hand, we can do whatever. We've been held down for too long. Now it's time to put our brown face on. It's our time, it's our time, it's our time. Yeah, it's our time, it's our time, it's our time. One time for the brother that hustles too hard. Two times for the mothers that work in three jobs. Three times for the one that paved their own way. Round of applause, now everyone say. One time for the brother that hustles too hard. Two times for the mothers that work in three jobs. Three times for the one that paved their own way. Round of applause, now everyone say.
SBK, oh, SBK.
Nobody say we'll be here standing tall.